So a couple of things before we get started. We have to be very quiet. Not very quiet, but people are sleeping. Yes. So we got to try to be quiet. And number two, instead of kicking our cats out of the room by them scratching at the door, we're just going to let one of them in.
Yeah.
The only one that scratches.
His bat cat.
We have three cats. One of them is bat cat. He's the one who always scratches.
Yeah.
But anywho, so this is episode one of season two.
Ooh,
episode is called
Getting Good.
The Zoo. Came out September 17th, 2009. Season one, Alex.
Were we in like freshman?
Dude, I'm going to slap the shit out of you. So season one, Alex and I agree, this was the lamest season.
Season two?
Season one.
Oh, season one was the lamest season.
But it's still better than most shows.
It got the wheels going, man.
Exactly. But we still wanted to get it out of the way. We only rated two of the six episodes above an 8.0. But we did find some good gems in there.
Mm-hmm.
Some good lines.
Mm-hmm.
Some good scenes.
Very good scenes.
But can we throw away season one?
Nah.
I don't think so.
You can't throw away the foundation, the base.
Exactly. Come on, man. All right, so season two, shit gets real.
Yes, it does.
So we open up the zoo. We open up to Ron needing to tell Leslie something. But she goes on an epic rap by DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. Parents just don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
Come on.
But I will point out my favorite parts. When she goes, the sunroof was open. The music was high. The girl's hand was steadily moving up my thigh. She had opened up the buttons of the shirt so far. I guess that's why I didn't notice a police car. Very impressive by Leslie.
Yes.
Although, I'm pretty sure in the real song, he says, suddenly moving up my thigh, not steadily moving up my thigh. And of course,
right.
She did move remove a lot of lines. Because,
and she was like out of breath, if you noticed.
Yeah.
She's moving around.
Yeah. So she finally asks Ron what's up, and he goes, someone's on fire at Ramsey Park, and I need you to get down there right away. Hilarious. So I'm out of breath right now, actually, because I just ate a lot, and I'm leaning forward and feel like I'm.
What'd you have again?
I had a cheeseburger from The Habit with Carl's Jr. barbecue sauce.
Yes, you did.
Pretty epic.
Yes, you did. And you ate it like a champ.
Ate it like a champ.
And we had two pieces of pizza.
I had one. You had the other. So we go to the Pawnee Zoo, where Leslie is promoting it for the summer. We see parrots celebrating birthdays, chimps flinging their shit. What is it? First of all, what is it with this with this show and people slinging shit? So
we need to count how many times that is a recurring.
So this is running tally.
Yep.
Number two, second time that they fling shit. So, and then we see what caused the controversy for the entire episode, like the story of the episode. She marries two penguins, Tux and Flipper. They happen to be both boys. The gay penguins have sex in front of each other. No, in front of the kids, and it is wrongly hilarious.
So poorly CGI. Because
they have it in front of the, they did it in front of the kids. What the heck? I don't know what that was. No, I know. So they show like real penguins, and then they show like CGI, animatronic
something.
And then it went back to the real penguins. I don't know. So Mark and Leslie have this awkward conversation, and Mark has this talking head where he says that he hit his head on a rock.
Mm-hmm.
That's karma for being a douche.
Yep. Mark, by the way.
Brandana sandwich. I thought it was Brandana shits.
Brandana bitch.
Yeah. So
Brandana shits.
Jerry, Larry, Gary. Dude, what are you doing? I thought he was pulling the cable. So Jerry comes in with the cake for Leslie that was sent by an owner of a gay bar, The Bulge. That's a great name for a gay bar, by the way.
Seriously.
So the gay community thought Leslie made a purposeful political statement. What's the name of that gay bar by our house?
Which one?
Oh, the Flux.
Oh, the Flux, yeah. On Lakewood.
On Lakewood Boulevard, mm-hmm. Yeah. So we catch up with April and her straight for her, but gay for Ben boyfriend, Derek, and gay for only Derek, Ben, who April hates.
Yep.
That was very confusing. So they invite Leslie to the Bulge for a party where they want her to be the guest of honor. We'll be reenacting that scene in a bit.
Right.
So Donna speaks. Donna speaks.
Man.
She rarely speaks, but she speaks. And we're going to reenact that one right now. So grab your notes.
Let's do it.
Is that it? Yeah, that one. So I'm gonna go first. I'm gonna be Donna.
Okay.
Where are you going? Where are you going all dolled up?
It's a long story. I'm a guest of honor at this gay bar tonight. I guess gay men are starting to like me. I don't know. I guess they think I'm fabulous or something.
Well, you look good, girl. You're gonna turn somebody tonight.
She just laughed awkwardly.
That's a good Leslie laugh. So, and then Leslie says, that is by far the best interaction I've ever had with Donna. Girl, that's the only interaction anyone has ever had with Donna.
Yeah.
So, you guys, the show, the writers, producers, you guys have been holding Donna back up until this point.
Mm-hmm.
Just set her free. Let her loose. Let her fly. She's amazing. By the way, happy belated Treat Yourself Day.
Treat yourself.
It was a couple days ago.
Yep, that it was.
It was a couple days ago. So.
Oh, man, I can't wait till we get to that episode. I'm sorry. I know. Oh, I can't wait.
So Ron introduces us to Marsha Langman, the most hated woman in America. Well, in my opinion, she's so annoying. Yeah. So she tells Leslie to resign because she believes it was wrong that a government employee performed a gay marriage. She wants Leslie to annul the wedding and reimburse the taxpayers. We finally find out what happened to Mark when he fell into the pit. He was taken to the hospital where your homegirl Ann works.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he became nice. But I don't care because he's still a douchebag.
He's still a douchebag.
Still a douche. So we find out what happened to Andy. So we find out what happened to Mark. Find out what happened to Andy. By the way, oh, I'll get to this later. Half-assed internet research. I'll tell you later. So I guess at the end of season one,
mm-hmm.
after he got back inside of the house and he ate the snack and he watched TV.
They broke up that day.
Yeah. Ann must have broken up with him because he told her he was going to move to Kansas to climb mountains. I don't even know if you understand that joke. You get it?
A little bit.
Alex, it's funny because there are literally no mountains in Kansas.
Really?
You didn't know that?
I wouldn't have thought of that.
The joke is that Kansas is flatter than a pancake.
Really?
But it's not true. It's incredibly flat, but it's not as flat as a pancake. So anyway, can't believe you did not know that. So
I'm really
Mark asks Ann out to watch a documentary about food. Question.
Answer.
If you had to pick a documentary to watch at the movie theater with the girl, and it had to be about food, what food would it be?
Damn. Probably something about fried rice.
Really? Like the history of fried rice?
I love fried rice.
Oh, all right. So, you know how everybody's afraid of like watching the sausage being made?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. I'll watch the sausage be made. I'll watch a documentary about the sausages being made. So anyway.
Sausages, huh?
So Mark asks Ann out to watch a documentary. And he gets rejected. Ann tells him no. And she tells Leslie about it while eating salad. And it is from this point on that we realize that Leslie hates salad.
The waffles all day, bro.
Yeah, so. So, but anyway, Leslie bugs Ann, hugs Ann for coming to her about this. We get to the bulge. Incredible scene.
That bulge.
Tom decided to go for some reason. Did you notice that? Like that just stood out.
There's
like,
a funny
Tom,
scene.
Seriously?
There.
I know.
There's a funny scene in there with Tom.
You want to get to it right now or you want to wait?
Could we get to it now?
Sure.
When he was like, yeah, I see all the city officials here. Or the.
Oh yeah. He's like, I've seen so many guys here from City Hall. It's crazy.
But they all know.
But they've all seen me here too. So. That can be good. So everyone is excited to see Leslie and they drag her to the mic to say something and the place gets wild. Everyone's having a good time and we'll go over that scene more in a bit. But Leslie is literally having the night of her life. We go back to City Hall. We go back to City Hall where Ron breaks the news to Leslie that she has to defend herself on Pawnee Today. Where Marshall Stupid Face Langman is publicly calling for her resignation. Pawnee Today, you know, Pawnee Today.
Yep.
And so we're on the set of Pawnee Today where we meet Joan Calamezzo. And then it skips to the scene where Andy comes back. He visits Ann. And we find out in a second why he visited her. We go back to Pawnee Today where Leslie and Marsha battle it out. And now we find out why Andy came back. Andy came back to ask for Ann back. She said no. We find out he's living in the very pit where he broke his legs.
Mm-hmm.
Leslie tells Anne that it's okay to go out with Mark, and she even sets them up on a date. And the episode ends with Leslie thinking that it might be cute to have penguins die on a water slide in Six Flags. Did you notice that? Yeah. Pretty fucked up. So we're gonna take a quick break, and then we're gonna come right back with the categories.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Welcome to Parks and Questions.
Yeah, I didn't even say that. Welcome to Parks and Questions podcast.
Yeah, why did you say
that? I forgot. So
welcome back, everybody.
So, because I really wanted to mention that we were gonna be quiet, and now the cat is trying to leave. Doing the
same thing, but on the inside. Bad cat, get it together. Come on.
All right, guys, back to being quiet.
Maybe he had to use the bathroom.
Maybe he had to take a piss. Maybe he had to go fling his shit. So.
Or marry another cat.
Back to the categories. I'm going to start off with quick notes.
Do it.
The Bulge is behind Ron's house.
Yeah.
He divulged private information.
He did.
Yeah. So let's talk about that penguin marriage. Leslie says, Tux, do you take Flipper to be your lawfully wedded wife? Then the camera shows the zookeeper. He didn't say anything. He could have totally said, actually, wait, they're both boys. But he let it become official. Then say, no, they're both boys. All right, what are we going to show?
I just Googled the Bulge to see what would come up.
What happened?
And what came up was the Battle of the Bulge.
Very not gay. And a Nazi Germany flag. Wow.
Yeah.
That's what happens with the Bulge.
Also known as Ardennes Counteroffensive, the last major German offensive campaign on the Western Front during World War II.
Nothing to do with gays.
Nothing.
So,
yeah.
Did you hear what I said? That the zookeeper totally could have interrupted and said, right, he totally had the chances to say something.
He could have stopped it. He could have objected. And
Which, I mean, we're not trying to say anything against the marriage itself. It's just, I'm pointing out that the dude totally just let it happen without making a face, without, like, raising his finger, like, ah, ah. And, like, he just waited till the very end.
Maybe he got there super late.
No, dude, he was right there. He was there the one. The whole time. You see him. You're right. So, also, did you notice how Leslie snuck in, what's the situation? The quote, what's the situation? Because she was confused about the whole relationship between April, Ben, and Derek. So Ron opened this episode by saying, so here's the situation. And then Leslie was like, what's the situation? They were obsessed with the word situation in this episode. Mm-hmm. So unanswerable question.
It's here.
How did Leslie get the okay to transport the penguins herself?
I wondered about that too when I saw that, because it looks like she may have broken them out somehow or busted them out of there.
Let's play that out. How would she have done that?
First off, she probably would have had an accomplice. Most likely Anne.
No, April.
I think Anne too.
No.
I just want to throw Anne in there because Anne's the best.
She's not.
She can get away with anything with Anne.
No, she could get away with anything with April. She'll get caught with Anne.
No, she would get caught with April, but
no.
Anne is so slick about everything.
No.
Yeah.
I still don't think they broke her up. But anyway, broke out the penguins. So also, how did the show itself get the okay to have Amy Poehler herself drive a vehicle with actual real penguins in the car?
And spray them.
And spray. Well, that's fine. But like, how did the show convinced like a zoo, like, you mind if we could borrow some penguins to shoot like 5 minutes of footage, like 2 minutes at a gay marriage for them and another few seconds.
Yeah.
To put them in the back seat of a van.
That must have been a hefty bribe. I'm just kidding. I don't know if the show bribed him or not.
So that's an unanswerable question. So we're going to move on to half-assed internet research.
Half-ass internet research.
Slash stuff that may be true.
Slash stuff that may be true.
Testing out them pipes.
Mm-hmm.
So, the gay penguins is a true story.
Is it?
From a couple from the San Francisco Zoo. Two male penguins named Harry and Pepper. Yeah.
Nice. That's dope.
So, moving on to another half-ass internet research.
Hey,
this episode was watched by 30% fewer people than the pilot from season 1.
Really?
And this episode was much better than that one. So within a week, oh, this is a quote from Wikipedia. So within a week of the episode's original broadcast, two deleted scenes from the Pawnee Zoo were made available on official Parks and Recreation website. In the first 2.5 minute clip, Tom talks at the penguin wedding about the penguin bachelor party he threw for the birds. Later, Tom and April helped prepare Leslie for the Pawnee Today Show by impersonating the other guests and berating Leslie without giving her a chance to speak. In the second 2 minute clip, Andy gives a tour of his home in the pit, and Leslie changes around Anne's apartment to change the feng shui after her breakup with Andy.
Feng shui.
Anne also gives Mark brownies to bring to Leslie, which he promptly starts to eat himself. So I did notice why this episode was really short. It's really short compared to the other ones. And I did wonder why. That's the reason why. All those deleted scenes. And the scenes from the Pawnee Zoo were filmed in an abandoned zoo picnic area in Griffith Park, LA.
Really?
Yeah. So I have one minor gripe, Alex.
What's this gripe?
You're going to like this one. So April said, "We're throwing a party tomorrow night at the Bulge." At the party, she says, Leslie says, "Thank you for throwing me this party, especially on the night that the Colts are playing. NFL is played on Sundays, Thursdays too, and Mondays. Saturdays are for playoff games. Thursday night football started in 2017. Because of the banquet episode, we know that they released that episode the actual day of the banquet. That's evidence that the show runs current with the times. There's no playoffs in September. So what day of the week was it when Leslie got invited? They couldn't have been at City Hall on Saturday or Sunday. Mm-mm. So the timeline is off. But I get it, it's a show, but I caught it. Did you notice that?
Yeah, when she said that, I did think about it. I was like, huh.
Yeah, for those that don't know. So real quick, before we get to the funniest lines, we have a creepy moment of the episode. Tom's relationship with Joan Calamezzo.
Oh, my
God. What the fuck, dude?
That's so creepy.
So he touches her hand, says, "I wish you could feel how soft your skin is. Blah, 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 blah. You, what the fuck? Yuck." So
I'm just going to have to invite you
over. Yeah, she's like, you keep up with those funnies. I'm going to have to invite you over for supper. Well, I'm going to have to come over for supper. Yeah, well. Yeah, what is that? Why does that keep popping up? So we're going to take one last break, and we're going to come back with the other categories, the good ones, and you'll like those. So you got to take a dump or anything? Because we came back.
I can hold it.
All right.
Or I could just fling it.
So next category, funniest scene. These are the nominees. Feel free to add more.
Okay.
Leslie's rap, followed by Ron saying that there was someone on fire. That's a pretty great job by Leslie, that rap.
She nailed it.
Incredibly funny. I think it was filmed in two takes because she skipped a few lines and there was like a clear cut. Mm-hmm. And then we see her by the coffee maker pouring creamer and sugar. But either way, hilarious scene. Next scene, next category, next nominee. Oh my God, I can't talk right now. The penguins having sex in front of the kids.
That was funny.
Are they making babies? That was a typical little kid, little boy.
Response, yep.
No, voice. And that, no? That's not a typical response. What the hell would they know?
I don't know. I'm just like.
Are they wrestling? No. So, the next nominee. Leslie and Tom with the pink shirts. Remember that scene?
Oh, yeah.
When he said that he saw it featured in Details magazine, but it's the same exact color of the shirt that they sent Leslie.
Because Leslie was
calling Tom effeminate.
Yeah, you're pretty feminine, so.
Effeminate? He's like, what? No, I'm not. Like, well, you're wearing a pink shirt, blah, blah, blah. He's like, it was featured in Details magazine. Well, yeah, whatever. Yeah. And then yeah, Jerry comes in. Leslie, they also send in shirts. Like, oh, look, they send shirts. Oh, and it's the same color. He's like, mine has a collar on it. Hilarious scene. Next scene, Leslie meeting Derek and Ben. Leslie wondering how Derek and Ben made the flyers. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do that real quick. So I'm going to go first.
All
right. Wait, is that the right one? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Leslie goes, Who made these?
We did.
How?
Photoshop?
What?
Computers?
Oh. The Bulge. That's the next nominee. The Bulge scene. All right, so I wrote all this. Hear me out.
All right.
They walk in, and Leslie goes, I can't believe this is a gay bar. Tom goes, yeah, especially with that heterosexual cowboy greeting us on the way in. Tom's sarcasm is great. Ben hugs Leslie for an awkwardly long time. That was really weird. She goes up on stage, and she says, thank you very much for throwing me a party, especially on the night that the Colts are playing, and the crowd went silent.
And then the guy was like,
we love you, Leslie!
Yeah, I start clapping.
So Leslie tries doing that arm pendulum dance, whatever it's called. What do you call that? Is that the robot? It's not the robot.
The thing where you drop your arm and you,
like
your
pendulum.
Arm's like a robot, like a pendulum, like a possum puppy pendulum.
Penis pendulum. Whatever that's called. And April comes in and she's like, no, don't do that. You saw her come in. She's like, stop dancing like that, like an idiot. So Tom has a talking head. Oh, yeah, this is it. This is your favorite scene, yep. Probably. It's probably going to win. So Tom has a talking head where he's like, I've seen so many dudes here from City Hall. It's crazy. But I guess now they've seen me here too. So that's not great.
Can we point out the scene too where Anne's dancing? Anne shows up. Anne's dancing. And then Tom tries to like dance along with her. And he just
That's like, actually what I have written next. Her. So Anne shows up because Leslie said it was a medical emergency. Mm-hmm. Tom tries dancing on Anne and she pushes him away. That was hilarious.
That was great.
Leslie doing poker face. Leslie getting excited because she got two bisexual dudes' phone numbers. That whole scene was
they were blurred out, right?
Yeah, I tried to see.
I was like, were they
pretty
smeared?
Sure if I tried even harder, I could have figured it out.
Yeah, I didn't have my glasses on.
So Leslie and the faces she makes when she goes up against Marsha Langman on Pawnee Today. Capping off with Harris calling into the show to tell Leslie she should lose her job, followed by a little girl saying, I love the zoo and I think it's really fun, and I think you should resign. So Harris Lee Whittles. He was an actor and comedian and writer for the show. He passed away in 2015. RIP, man.
Rest in peace.
He's the guy from Animal Control.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that guy?
Yep.
Yeah. So I don't know if you could tell, but that's one of the callers. I was like, hey, I think that lady should resign.
I couldn't tell. That's so funny.
Like, hey, I think that lady should resign. Like, oh, thank you very much. One for resign. She's like, next caller. Like, yeah, I think that lady should resign and pay back your salary. All right, two for resign. Next. And then the little girl calls. So Andy getting caught by the camera. That's the next nominee. And he jumps back into his tent. Someone online, after I posted that video, that meme that I made, we made, your idea, someone commented, they said, he's thicker than a motherfucking bowl of oatmeal. Yeah, somebody said that. I was like, God, that's
thicker than a bowl of oatmeal.
So we're going to move on to the next category, but first we're going to decide what was the winner. What was your favorite, funniest scene of these nominees? Or if you have any other scenes. So to recap, the rap, Leslie's rap, penguins having sex. They should have thrown in a third penguin to have an orgy. Fourth. So Leslie and Tom with the pink shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Leslie meeting Derek and Ben. The whole bulge scene, the dancing, the party. Leslie going on Pawnee Today. Well, first, let me show you the video. For those that are listening, you're probably not going to be able to see this, but I made this. Look, check this out. So it says, when your man thinks he's right, and it turns out that he is.
It's a good one.
I asked Ashley to help me make it. Watch it again. See that face?
Mm-hmm.
And then she makes that face, and then that.
Like, oh!
All right, so I thought that was hilarious. And then there's Andy getting caught by the camera. What's your favorite scene?
It's a tough one.
Funniest scene.
That's a tough one.
I'm going to go with the whole bulge scene From the moment they walk in, the heterosexual cowboy greeting us. We have the dancing. We have the awkward hug. And Leslie's like, oh, I'm really enjoying this hug right now. Leslie's dumbass dancing.
I have to say that Tom talking head where he's like,
I've seen so many
super like awkwardly cringy.
So,
about
so
it.
Me, it's the entire scene, but you specifically, it's that one part.
Yeah,
got it. Makes sense.
It was great. That like you heard me laughing downstairs. That's what I'm laughing.
I gotta keep it down, man.
Oh, my keep bad. It down.
Sorry, whisper. So funniest lines. Oh, so to recap real quick, my funniest scene was that entire Bulge episode scene. Alex, more specifically, Tom's talking head where it says the city hall people. So funniest lines, moving on, funniest lines. Here are the nominees. Feel free to add any more. You ready?
Let's do it.
Chimpanzees are very smart, so we had them graduate from college, and they like to fling their feces, so we gave them hats. We were hoping that they would swing their hats, but they swung their feces. Pawnee has a gay bar? Ugh, the nights I wasted there. That was a good one. Someone is on fire at Ramsey Park, and they need you to get down there right away.
That was a good one.
Someone just told me you were queen of the gays. And an honorable mention.
Her face after that was
honorable mention. People in this town don't really like their government employees being activists. Last year, a garbage man was suspended for wearing a Livestrong bracelet. That's an honorable
dude,
mention.
Dude, that, I don't know. Yeah, that is a good one. That's that, a good line.
That it's was underrated.
Like, yeah, super underrated.
But I still have it in just honorable mention.
Yeah.
Which one wins for you?
I'm going to say that one. That one's...
Really? That the one. Livestrong bracelet?
Yeah.
Dude, really?
Look how funny that is.
It's funny, but...
Like, yeah, I got fired. Why? I wore a Livestrong bracelet.
No,
work.
I think to me in the moment it has to be the... Somebody just told me you were queen of the gays. Because Leslie then responds by saying, I said that. Or that was me.
Yeah.
All right, so that's mine. And that's Alex's. I think mine's funnier. So we're going to finish off with... the IMDb rating. Ooh. This episode rated an 8.0 on IMDb. What do you rate this episode?
Because it's the beginning of season
two.
Episode one. I'm going to give it a solid 7.7.
Okay. Respectable.
Yeah.
I thought they had it just right with an 8.0.
You think so?
I think so.
I didn't think there was enough. Like, I kind of lost a little bit of interest when it got towards the interview part.
What interview part? Marsha?
Yeah, Marsha.
It was funny.
It was okay. It was funny. It was all right.
Well, it was only funny to me because of Leslie's faces. And then what's her face? John Calamezzo was like, where are you from? She's like, oh, no, what did I do? I thought that was funny. Oh, I should have thrown that in.
That would have been an
honorable mention right there. But anywho. It's going to be the Astros versus the Nationals in the World Series. Sorry, I just had to bring that up. Actually, let me double check because I don't want to lie. I could have. They were winning earlier.
Freaking Dodgers.
7-3, end of the eighth inning. Yeah, I know. But anyway, guys, I haven't asked Alex this. Wait, really quick, you had a story you wanted to tell me.
Oh yeah, check this out.
Tell me your story, and then I have an announcement.
Check this out, guys. So.
Lower your voices.
Sorry.
Lower voices.
So my girlfriend, she was getting interviewed at her job.
And, no, it wasn't a job. It was a.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was an interview.
A place.
She wanted to interview.
She wanted to work for.
Okay, sorry. Place she wanted to work for, right? And she wore a mouse rat shirt to this interview.
I have many of those.
That you do.
I have a sweater. I have like four shirts.
And so this was actually her second interview. So that she wore something obviously very casual, nice like interview clothes for the first interview. Well, the second interview was for the same place, but to test out like her skills and stuff as a hairstylist.
So they didn't have to be that
professional. But she wore a mouse rat shirt. And she got a bunch of kudos and a bunch of like, oh my God, I like your shirt. I love that show.
You're hired.
And she got hired.
Nice.
Mouse Rat did the job.
Go Mouse Rat.
Mouse Rat.
Congratulations for her.
Yep. Good shit. Very happy for her.
Nice. So, Alex and I, we have a podcast on the side called Excellent Question that we have been put, we have put on hiatus.
That we have, yeah.
Because we've been putting all of our effort on this, because the great Ron Swanson once said later on, never half-ass two things, whole-ass one thing. So we didn't want to keep doing the two separate podcasts, because I'm a very busy man. Alex is a very busy man. I just had a son, my wife, which is Alex's cousin. Shout out to Ashley. Woo-hoo. Been raising a son. He's about to turn one. And Alex has been working very hard at his job. He gets home really late sometimes. So it's really hard to do this podcast, let alone the other one, let alone both of them together. So I had a proposition for you.
Oh, we're doing this live.
Yeah, we live.
Discuss this. Okay. Yeah,
I have a proposition.
Let's hear it.
How about we add a few questions a day, just two questions to the from the Excellent Question podcast at the end of this? So we would do like 30 minutes or slightly more of the Parks and Questions. And then we'd be like, all right, guys, that was the episode of Parks and Questions. Let's move on to the Excellent Question portion. And we just do one or two questions opposed to like six.
Maybe open it. I'm probably
open. Yeah. All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right, really quick.
Man, we had some funny stuff that we talked
about. I already have a question off the top.
Let's hear it.
You saw that thing. Let me see if I can find it really quick, really quick. So you know that our favorite page of all time on Instagram, Barstool, right?
Yep.
Well, that's my favorite, not yours. But so Barstool Sports posted that, what was it? Pornhub or Bang Bros? All right, here it is.
Oh, my God.
So Barstool posted this. They shared a tweet from Bang Bros, that porn website. Says, we've officially submitted our $10 million bid for the naming rights to Miami Heat Arena. We wish to thank American Airlines for their past support of the Miami Heat. We intend to change the name of Bang Bros Center, a.k.a. BBC, Bang Bros Cares. If you had $10 million for the naming rights of any building in the world, what would you name the building? And what building would it be?
What's the tallest building in the world?
The Empire State Building.
The Empire State Building is the tallest building?
I don't know. I thought it was. Is it the Sears Tower?
Let's see. Tallest building.
So you would want to rename...
In the world.
The tallest building in the world to something else? By the way, guys, this is what we do on the Excellent Question podcast.
I'm going to put in the U.S.
See articles from around the world, and we come up with questions from that article. So in this case, it was
a
porn site wants to change the name. So
the
what
One
would you
World
change?
Trade Center, it says.
Oh, dude, that'd be very disrespectful if you were changing.
Let's do the Willis Tower.
Okay, fine. What would you rename that tower?
The Willis Tower is located in Chicago.
Okay. What would you name that tower?
Just the Tip.
All right, guys. Well, that's what we do on the Excellent Question podcast.
We
hope to enjoy. I mean, we hope you guys enjoy that. If we do bring it back, we just wanted to give you a little taste. Check it out, by the way. It's still active.
Yep.
Still active. It's called the Excellent Question podcast. Check it out.
Really interesting topics.
If you guys like us. If you guys like us, you want a little bit more background on us and what we really think about life, check that out. It's about 5 to 6 questions about random articles that we see online. But anyway, all right, guys, have a good night. We hope you enjoy this episode. Until next time.
Until next time.
Deuces.
Deuces.
Just a tip.
Just a tip.
Cowboys are okay.
Yeah. Well.